We're going to turn our attention now to our health services and a positive story arising out of one person's experience. Gareth Flaherty from Castlemaine is with me on the line. Gareth, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Normally, Gareth, we concentrate for obvious reasons on the negative sides of our health service and when people have problems. You have a story from the other side of it. Tell us, first of all, you were diagnosed with a brain tumour before Christmas.
That's correct. Yeah, I was diagnosed with a brain tumour a couple of weeks before Christmas. Went into South Dock with a bad headache. Was immediately transferred down to A&E in Tralee, where was scanned for MRIs and CTs, and on the Saturday morning was transferred straight down to Cork. Sunday I met with the neurosurgeon, and Monday I was operated on. So it was literally crash, bang, wallop.
You must have got some shock.
It took a long time for it to settle, so it did. A long time for it to settle, for the realization to kick in, to be honest. But it was so fast, and it's since then it's been nothing but positive. So it has, and it can only preach the praises, you know, from the staff in Tralee General to the staff in the cancer units in Cork. Their care and attention is second to none. So it is. So I mean, for the last 3 months, I can honestly say I have not had one bad experience down in either hospital.
Really? So following the operation was a success.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was. It was, because I was back after I had the operation on the Monday. I was back in my own bed on the Friday evening.
Okay, that's remarkable.
So it was.
Remarkable.
It is, honest to God.
And you went on, you were on a journey then for the following 6 weeks. You had radiation therapy to get to, is that right?
Radiation therapy and chemo at home, so it was. So it... The use of the Kerry Cancer Support Bus has been absolutely invaluable. So it has. It's such a phenomenal service and such a valuable service for the people of the county and further, you know. So it does, because it would collect people en route as well down to Cork, you know, who's in need of the bus. So it does, and it makes the journey so much easier. So it does, knowing that you're getting down there safe and sound, and you're being collected and dropped back to where you're living safe and sound again. Like the ladies in the office are so helpful, and nothing is too much for them. And driver was Mike for the most part of it, and like I say, he was a gentleman to deal with every single day. He was a pleasure.
And you meet all sorts of people from all walks of life, all on, I won't say the same journey, but all dealing with issues and travelling to and from.
Exactly. And you do generate a bond, you know, between talking to people on the bus, and then when we're in the reception area, you know, waiting to be called before and afterwards. We do sit down and we talk amongst each other. So we would. And it just passes the time so nicely. You know, even you might be feeling great after it, but you still got the distraction then of people talking to you, because somebody who might be going through it for a few weeks longer than yourself might have experienced the same issues, you know, and then you're just looking for looking for their advice and say, oh, well, what happened, or, you know, what did you do in this case? But like any time, if you were feeling particularly bad, if you would just went down to the nurses, you were looked after straight away. No questions asked, you were bought in, you were checked out, just to make sure everything was right before you travelled home. Yeah. And
Does it give massive peace of mind, Gareth, like for you and for your family, that you're being looked after on this journey?
A massive understatement, Jerry, because it literally took so much pressure off my wife, not having to be able to drive up and down every single day. And it was a service there that just provided a massive, massive sense of relief. So, to say that it provides peace of mind and comfort is a huge understatement.
Yeah, Yeah,
that's from my personal point of view of it anyway. And anybody we talk to on the bus, you know, can only say the same thing. There wasn't one negative experience about it whatsoever.
Yeah. And look, I know you mentioned Tralee. You also wanted to give a mention to the staff in the Glendora unit in CUH.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The ladies down there and the nurses and the doctors. Every single day you're greeted with a happy, smiling face. And they'll be talking to you, asking you how you're doing. Nothing is too big, nothing is too small for them. And from day dot, they've been like that. And like I said, this is the level of support, and even aftercare, if you're suffering any experiences or side effects, you could be in the middle of the night, they're contactable 24/7, so they are for help and advice. And as I said to them nearly every single day, they said, "You're all angels down here," and I said, "It makes going through this so much easier."
Yeah.
So it did, and it genuinely did.
Yeah, because you, like, Gary, you must have been in a desperate state of shock for the first couple of weeks, as you said, as the realization settled as to what had happened, how serious it was, and what you were, the road
absolutely.
You were on.
Yeah, but they speak to you in plain English language, and you know they let you know exactly what you're going through, and you know what the hope is for the outcome, you know, at the end of it. And so it just, you know, because at the start you're hit with a lot of medical terminologies which could go straight over your head, but when it's put into plain English, you know, it made it a lot easier to understand. So it was, and the same with the oncology specialists. They were brilliant to deal with as well. If you have any questions or anything like that, no problem, they'll put it to you in plain English. And they speak the truth.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And the service is there, the bus is there. It's, I know it's supported by various different organisations, and lots of people raise money for it. But every euro goes a long way, I'd imagine, Gareth, to help.
Absolutely,
the service.
Absolutely, and that's my next intention. I do want to set up a fundraiser for them, because it's meant so much to me personally, that whatever I can do to, as a thank you, I will.
Yeah, definitely needed. Can I ask Gareth, look, a listener actually asked a question, can Gareth now be asked, were his headaches very severe, and what time of the day would he get them, or was this something you'd never experienced before, Gareth, when you had to go to the doctor?
No, it was honestly, I suffered from migraines for a few years and thought nothing of it. This one, when it happened, I thought I had a sinus headache. And I drove, I just came back from work and came home. And my wife came home in the evening and looked at me, and she said, "You need to go to the doctor." She said, "You look terrible." That's the polite way of putting it. So it was just a bad pain in the right hand side of my head, and we did the South Dock, and he thought it might have been a bleed or possible meningitis. So right. It turned out it was the tumour was bleeding, so it was
right.
So I had a very lucky escape.
Really, it could have gone any way, or either way.
Yeah, we could have, simple as that. So it was
once you were put on that track, Gareth, of right, this is an emergency department, scans, hospital, centre of excellence, operation the Monday morning, and the 6 weeks of treatment afterwards.
I started then, because it was over the Christmas, so it started towards the end of January. So it did. So and it was just the 5 days a week, up and down. So it was. So it was 30 sessions of radiation altogether. So it was. I've been very, very fortunate, to be honest with you. I've had very, very few side effects. Okay. Fatigue is probably the biggest one. So it is. fatigue is the biggest one, but from, you know, the other side effects that are listed, I would have taken that with both hands at the start, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a listener who gets in touch, adding to your experience, that I want to add to Gareth's experience at University Hospital Kerry. 1 month ago, I went to A&E with a bad headache and vision problems. From the time I arrived at 12 noon to when I left at 4:45 p.m. that same evening, the service was amazing. I had bloods, X-ray, ECG and CT scan, and a consultation with a fantastic cardio team. I was given follow-up CT and angiogram within a week, and I couldn't praise the staff at the hospital, and truly enough, a really positive experience.
Yeah, and these are the stories that we need to hear more of, to be honest with you, because it's the, you know, it's the staff on the ground that make this happen.
Yeah. Like, and I said it before, Gareth, a lot of the focus, for understandable enough reasons on one level, a lot of the focus concentrates on, like, the things that are going on in University Hospital Limerick at the moment. People hours waiting in trolleys and ED, because it's particularly hard to get in at that access if you're not an emergency case, then you'll be waiting, because for all sorts of reasons. But there is a whole other element to our health service where it's world class once you're in and you get the top treatment.
I couldn't agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. Like I say, we're in one way, we're fortunate to have Cork so close to us in that sense, for especially for the kind of the cancer side of things. And having the service then to back it up with the bus service down, you know, it's like I say, it's just such an invaluable service to have.
Yeah. Okay, Gareth, stay with me. I've got Anne, who is on the comment line on 0667123666. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good. Is the question?
I'm good. I just felt I had to comment when I heard the story, because I had it wasn't as serious as that, but I had a similar, I suppose, interaction with Kerry Hospital, and it was just fantastic from start to finish. And I felt that, you know, it's good to promote the positive sides of the health service, because everything is negative.
Yeah. So what happened to you, Anne?
I was suffering from very bad headaches, and I just didn't know what it was. So I was sent to the A&E, and from the minute I arrived, 12 o'clock, everything was done straight away. There was no waiting. I had all the tests. I even had a CT scan. I met a team. I was in the medical ward for a couple of hours, and they did everything. And they were so nice. And they, as that man said, they explained everything so easily to me. And they said they would follow up with a CT angiogram, and I thought, okay, that's going to take a while. Within a week, I had it done. So, you know, I went in there as a public patient into the A&E. I was in there at 12, and I left there 4:45 that evening.
That's amazing. And the staff, for all amazing. That work to be done in that short space of time.
And they were amazing. I know they rushed off their feet. I know what it's like. I have a daughter working, is a nurse, but it was just amazing, and I just felt I had to make some comment and just to congratulate them and say how positive an experience it was for me.
Yeah. And you mentioned there what Gareth said about, like, they spoke to you in plain English. That's very important, isn't it? Because when you're in an emergency situation, you don't know what's wrong. You're going for a serious test. Like, it's hard to process information such as the fear you'd have about what's happening.
The fear. Yeah, and you might, you know, when you hear about these things and you can Google them and you say, okay, this is, but when it happens and you're there, you want to know in plain English, you know, in easy words that you can understand. You'll probably understand them later when you go home, but on the spot, you need to know what's wrong and is it okay, and in plain words that you can understand when you're in that stressful situation. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely.
I think they were fantastic, and I could not praise them more. And I mean, you read all about what's happening and how bad things are and, you know, how busy it is. And yes, it was very busy that day, but I just thought it was 5-star treatment.
Yeah. Gareth, you'd agree with Anne?
Absolutely, 110%.
Yeah.
110%. It's great to hear another positive, you know, story coming out of it. And I think the more we hear, the more we can hear about that, the better.
Exactly. That's why I had
better for everybody.
That's why I said I would comment, because I think you have to hear the positives, and it makes other people more positive and happier to go to the, you know, that they will get the correct treatment. If there's something wrong, they're going to look after you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is brilliant.
Okay.
That is brilliant. Guys, listen, I want to thank you both so much for getting in touch with us this morning and talking about your experience. And
thank
for
you, Jerry. I appreciate the phone call. It was great to be able to get the story across.
Good. Okay. And best of luck, Gareth. Thanks a million for that. Thanks to Anne as well.
Brilliant. Bye-bye.
Okay, there you go. It's Anne on the line and Gareth Flaherty on the line from Castlemaine with their experiences of the health service working very well for them, and the Cork Kerry Cancer Bus as well. A listener gets in touch and says, Jerry, I have cancer and use the cancer bus 5 weeks up and down to Limerick for radiation therapy, and I can't praise Limerick Hospital for the care and treatment enough. Very seldom do hospitals get good press, and that is to Limerick, which is in the headlines at the moment, for the wrong reasons in terms of, I suppose, access through the ED, and this is the UHL surgeries deferred because it's experiencing high presentations at its emergency department. Scheduled surgeries take place across all hospitals in the group, indeed, have been deferred to try and deal with the high numbers on ED, in ED and on trolleys, and in trolleys and wards as well, dealing with extremely high demand, and ask people to consider all care options before coming to the emergency department. That's the story you hear more often than not, but there is another wider story to our health service as well that needs to be acknowledged. So thanks to Gareth and Anne for that. If you have similar stories, we want to hear them.